Breakfast Bad. Owen's, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
And this is a special, isn't it? It's going to be a little, like, 10-minute teaser episode.
Okay.
Because we're all going on holiday, so we thought we might have to get
Rude.
One in.
Are we?
Oh, no,
we're
Steph's
not going on holiday.
Are you
going
to release a solo one?
Maybe.
What's it going to be called?
Steph.
Keep it simple. Steffy, hello. Steph.
Hello, welcome to Steph. Oh, dear. What did you have for breakfast today, Steph?
Some biscuits.
What did you have for breakfast today?
All the food.
Okay.
What did you have?
Some biscuits and a cup of tea.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Steph, you've been catching up on some films, haven't you?
Whoa, we normally do a thing.
Oh, shit, what?
First. We need to rewind.
Rewind.
Breakfast Bad.
Steph, you've been catching up on films because you don't know anything about films, do you?
No, I know things about certain films, but I missed a lot.
There's a big list of films that me and Owen have got that you haven't seen.
Yeah, so I started crossing some off. So I watched Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, which is really good.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was brilliant.
Wasn't about shanking,
although,
was
yeah,
it?
I thought that it was where the term being shanked came from. Not like a lamb, like a stab. And I learned that's not where it came from.
Are you literally waiting for the whole film for someone to get shanked?
Yeah. I was like, so he's out. When's he going to get stabbed?
Thinking like when it got right to the end. Oh, no, not now.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
We're standing on that beach. Oh, please don't shank him.
So, yeah, that was good. And I watched Snatch, which is brilliant. I really like it. It has the best soundtrack. It's so good. Really, really good.
Snatch is good.
Really enjoyed that.
Brad Pitt's really good in that.
He is. Because
he's the best one.
Obviously, I'd said to you guys I'm going to watch it, and you said Brad Pitt's amazing. Obviously, at the beginning, I thought, oh, but he's just kind of this, like, comedy character. And then, obviously, he comes back into it, and it's absolutely amazing.
It's amazing for
very, very good. Oh, no, he is. But I kind of felt like I didn't realise he was going to be such a big part in it. Just thought he was
Jason Statham in that one as well.
Yeah, and that was before he was like typecast as Jason Statham, wasn't it? But it made me really attracted to Jason Statham.
It was when he was Jason Statham as his best, where he was like kind of doing the whole English gangster role, rather than like
weird American
was,
accents.
Yeah, rather than when he did it in The Expendables and he was doing like high fives with Stallone.
And like the previous film to that, what's it called? Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
That was really good.
That's absolutely brilliant.
I've got that one on the list.
You'll love that.
Okay.
Like that's so.
Whenever you talk about watching these films on the list, I get really jealous that we're not going to get to watch them as well.
Oh, no.
You need that switch.
We should turn
this
shit off.
I think the thing about Jason Statham, well, I'm probably completely wrong.
It's 2.5 minutes.
But I think he. I was about to say that's a record, isn't it? No offense. I think he's the guy that every guy kind of wanted to be and every girl fancied.
Well, Jason Statham.
No, that's the thing. I've now realised that's not true. I think he's amazing.
You watched him in a film with Brad Pitt and decided that he was the one that everyone wanted to be and everyone
wanted to
be.
No, wanted to be friends with. Like, you'd like to be friends with Jason Statham,
he would
right?
definitely punch us in the face.
I like the one in Lockstock, the main one in Lockstock that never became massively famous. What was his name?
What are you talking about? Vinnie Jones?
No, the other one. Like, the main character in it.
I feel like...
I don't know.
Nick Moran.
Yeah, he was the main one in Lockstock and he never became famous. He did a film about football.
Do you know who I really liked? Bricktop in Snatch. And apparently he hasn't done like anything else because he's so typecast in that.
Also in the first one, I'm talking about, you want to talk about films you've seen, I'm going to keep talking about films
don't ruin it.
But in the first one, they've got Dexter Fletcher as well, isn't
it? Yeah, who was in Bugsy Malone as Babyface.
Yeah, and he's also in Press Gang. Do you remember Press Gang?
I don't even know what that is. Okay.
Showing Rage.
Shit.
Dexter Fletcher is now really famous, isn't he? In like lots of other things.
Yeah, he's good.
He's done well.
I love Dexter.
I really liked Rock and Roller, but I'd seen that a long time ago. That's brilliant.
I really like it.
That's how I found out about Tom Hardy.
The like, main guy in it, I reckon they've pretty much like based him on Pete Doherty.
Oh. Yeah.
I think you'd really like it.
That's brilliant.
And you.
What else did I tick off? So I watched The Impossible.
Oh, yeah, people
you should watch The Impossible.
Have
you seen
that?
No.
Oh, no, The Incredibles, I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I think they're very
different
films.
The Impossible is, like, really good. It's obviously based on a true story. It's, like, kind of harrowing, but...
Is it on Netflix or something?
It was on Channel 4 on Sunday, so that's why
everyone
watched
it. Banging on it.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be on
Netflix.
I didn't realise
people still watch telly in the traditional way
anymore. I think the Sunday film thing is quite a big thing because everyone watches it together. It's like at Christmas when Elf comes on and everyone watches it at the same time, except for I watch it all the year through because I love that film. And what was the other one that I ticked off that we were talking about the other day? Forgotten. I said I was going to watch it.
Don't
know. Might have been that good.
Don't know. Radio Silence.
Yeah.
Was it The Matrix?
No, I've seen that.
Was it Jaws?
No, but don't you? Should we stop talking about cinema? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, okay.
Do I watch?
I don't don't know.
Oh, I've changed it to a new section. You can't think about it.
Are
now.
You going again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going again. I was keeping it snappy, guys.
I'm not very good at the cinema. 10 minute teaser. Like, I can't.
Oh, we're still talking about the cinema. Why did I stop it?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Whoa. Angry?
Yeah, I'm not very good at the cinema. I can't watch a film if there's anyone else in the cinema, basically. I don't understand. There's too many things that annoy me. One, I don't know why they sell fucking food in the cinema. Like, why
food is your
that?
Best thing. What are you talking about?
Not when you're wanting to watch a film. Like, to have some kid next to you. Like, those popcorns are like the size of England. It's just infuriating.
I get that and I don't, because one of my favourite things about going to the cinema is that I get popcorn. But I hate hearing other people eat it. Mm. Makes me feel sick.
Me and Matt, who probably won't listen to this, we once got absolutely wasted down the pub and then went to watch The Matrix 2 or 3. But we decided that we weren't going to be happy with standard popcorn, so we went to Tesco's and got one of their rotisserie chickens. Took an entire hot cooked chicken into the cinema.
I bet that stank.
Yeah, we got some funny looks and then we both fell asleep and started snoring.
I once went to the cinema to see The Devil Wears Prada, actually, with a big group of friends when I was younger. And it was absolutely rammed, and we sat right at the front. And we were waiting for one of our friends who was on crutches, and he's a massive guy, he's about, like 6'5" or something. And there was a chair which didn't have a bottom to it, and it just had a piece of tape over it. And by the time he came in, it was really dark. And he hobbled in, and so everyone sees him hobbled in, and he went to sit there, and we're like, no, Jake, you can't sit there, and he's like, oh, fuck off, like thinking we were trying to make him hobble somewhere, and just went, woof, and the whole cinema saw, and burst into laughter, and I felt really sorry for him.
Yeah, I mean, like, last time, the worst cinema I ever had was, I went to see AI, that film.
Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, I was with Lucy and a couple of other people, and there was no one in the cinema apart from these two other girls, and the whole way through the film, they were sitting like a couple of rows in front, they were just like, blah, 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 blah. On their phones.
I'd have gone and complained.
I didn't do that. I sat there for ages, and then eventually I just leaned across and said, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to come over there and rip your heads off.
Wow! I went to see I went to The Dark Knight at the cinema, and it was quite busy. We went to Stevenage, and we all sat down. There was like a big group of us in a row, and there was a guy in front of us who was probably, so it was probably about 19, 20, and he was probably like mid-20s, and he was sitting right in front of like where I sat. And so there was a big line of us, and he turned around and he like put his arms on the seat and he's like, hello. And I was like, oh, hi.
This doesn't normally happen in the cinema.
Yeah, like it was like while the adverts and stuff were on. And he was like, oh, so who are you here with? And I was like, all of these people? Like, please turn around, this is weird. And he kind of carried on talking to me, and I did that thing where you go like, oh, yeah, yeah, and then just turn around and carry on talking to your friends, like trying to make it quite clear. And then he got up, came round into our row and, like, squeezed through and stood in front of me and carried on talking to me.
What, standing up in
standing up. Like, obviously, the adverts are still going on and everything. And I was, at this point, terrified. My friends found it hilarious and let it continue. And then I said to him, like, oh, are you here on your own? Or he was like, I don't know, do you want to come sit with me? Wow. And I was like, ah! And then later on it transpired that apparently he was waiting for his girlfriend, which made this even more awkward. And then as he stood, like, he kind of crouched down.
It's a really dark night.
Yeah. As he stood back up, I realised, because he had, like really low jeans on, his boxers were on the wrong way round. Like, the buttons were at the back by his bum. And at this point, I started to get really, really scared. So I said, I think the film's about to start. Do you want to go sit back in your seat? And he was like, only if you come with me. And, like, kind of did this really loud, awkward laugh. And by this point, some other people had told him to come and sit down and be quiet. And he was like, leave me alone, I'm talking to my girlfriend.
What, talking to you?
Talking to me. Whoa. And I was like, oh, my God. Anyway.
What a joker.
Yeah. And, that went on for ages until the two smallest, skinniest, bespectacled security guards came and removed him. And he was shouting at me, saying, don't let them take me, don't let them take me.
Jesus
and
Christ.
It was horrible. And afterwards, they gave us all free tickets to come back and see another film.
What did you go and see the next time?
I have no idea, because it wasn't quite as memorable as that.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I haven't got anything that can top that.
No. I once went to the cinema on my own, and there was this girl sat behind me. And I started just having this conversation with her. I think she liked it, but then the security guards took me off.
Took you out?
Took me off.
What I don't understand is why when you're in a cinema and there's not many people in there, people come and sit really close to you.
Oh, I can't express. I need like a, I don't know, like a force field around me. Like that's what I need. And if anyone gets too close, they just get electrocuted and die.
You tend to not really mind about personal space. You tend to be like all sort of up in that. You haven't got that whole like 3 feet circle thing, have you?
What, in general life?
Yeah.
No, I like a high five and a hug and that. But like in a cinema, I don't want anyone.
That's your special time.
Yeah.
Breakfast bear. own best film you've ever seen?
Oh, why are you starting
here? Because you said I'll freestyle it.
Jaws is probably my most long-standing like favourite one because I love sharks and it's sort of...
Love sharks.
What about a guilty pleasure kind of film?
Point Break.
No, that's cool enough to like anyway.
That guilty for another reason.
Yeah, Point Break has been some good times.
See, mine would be, what was that one with Will Smith and
Men in Black
and
Hitch
and The Fly?
Oh, Independence Day.
Yes, I love that film.
I've never seen that.
Oh my god, I love it. Give me a high five now.
That's 10.
That's a great. I'm in the cinema.
Oh, you're going to love it. We'll watch that together without a doubt. Like,
how can we say without Owen?
Watch that together without Owen. But that's the only film I've ever really seen good. In England where at the end people like got up and applauded.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Loved it. It was so American, but it was kind of, it had a touch of tongue in cheek about it as well, about being sort of like American.
Oh, for God's sake. Seriously.
Who's that now? Will Smith? Or The Fly? Jeff Goldblum.
The Fly would definitely love Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I love Jeff Goldblum.
I loved him. He's a funny character. Like, the way he talks and stuff. I was going to do an impression, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
What's wrong with you?
Come and talk to that, doesn't
it? Oh, no, it's quite good. I thought you were just having a seizure or something.
I don't know what the best film I've ever seen is. Well, the film I've seen the most, as we just discussed, was 10 Things I Hate About You. yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You, but you've never seen that,
I haven't seen that. Right, we'll do a double team on it.
Whoa.
But you know what I mean? I watched that and you watched Independence Day.
You're trying to imitate me. I really like Thank You for Smoking. I think that's a really good film.
Owen never thanks me.
I never ever thanks me.
But what's that? You'll
have newfound respect for me.
No, you won't.
Did we decide what yours was? Was it Independence Day?
Independence Day was my guilty pleasure, and then probably Clerks is probably in my top three.
I really like Clerks, that's really good.
And
you've never seen it, have you, Steph?
No, but it is actually on my watch list. Because
it's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, because I've been doing like Jay and Silent Bob, and I made Will watch Dogma the other day because I absolutely love that film.
So you're doing them in reverse order?
Yeah, literally.
In reverse order.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're making new Mallrats.
Are they?
Yeah, Mallrats 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Mallrats. They're also making, I think came up on my phone, they're also making a Goonies 2 and a Gremlins 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Gremlins 2 was
I was so scared of the Gremlins when I was little.
I loved the Gremlins, like, they were my all-time favourite.
I got a Furby and it used to terrify me. Once, actually, you know what a Furby is, don't you?
You've got a Furby story,
Okay, that's weird. But, you know, obviously, like, they pick up like, sentences and they...
Jeff knows that.
They're like... What's that word? Motion activated.
Yeah.
I was once in bed, like, falling asleep when I was little, and it was pitch black, and then I heard, I can see you. Furby went in the bin after that. Nope.
Yeah, me and Lucy bought Furby, or I bought Lucy a Furby for her birthday 1 year, and we'd been out clubbing, and we came back, weirdly, and we came back to my house, and
I was like,
you can have it now, and, like, got it out. And, like, we just stayed up with it all night, literally all night. It's supposed to, like, pick up sentences over, like, a six-month period. We just sat there playing with it all night, just talking to it, like, with this little dictionary.
It was fluent in French by the next day.
And, like, by morning, like, it literally could just speak English. Like, we'd literally
broken
it.
You guys couldn't.
But it just kept saying, like, sleep. We just wanted to go to sleep. We were like, no!
You abused a Furby.
Food! Feed!
It's like Tamagotchis.
Yeah, and that was a little bit after my time.
Yeah, I dropped mine down the back of my chest of drawers and felt a bit bad because I kind of condemned it to dying.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Dark.
I feel like I don't want to end it now because it's a really sad note to end it on.
It's a really sad note to end it on, but I like it. Okay, you've been listening to Breakfast Bad on Audio Boom. If you want to listen to more... Go into Audio Boom and type in breakfast.bad. There's a load of episodes on there.
Real size episodes.
Audio Boom does a funny thing where sometimes if I'm... Not that I listen back to us loads, but sometimes I like to check the quality, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it does a thing where it'll play like our one back to back. I don't sit there and listen to it for 5 hours. But sometimes it'll just randomly like play...
To something else.
What I'm going to call bullshit.
Okay.
Episode 2.
What? The terrible episode.
Well, like, it'll jump to one of those Rock FM things.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Can't fix it.
I don't know. I'm not going to slag off Audio Boom.
Should we talk about this now?
Yeah, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, we like Audio Boom, though. Let's big them up.
Yeah.
They've been really good to us. Like, we're getting massive and massive amounts of traffic. Is that a term? Have I used a proper term?
You made it sound a bit like slavery.
Oh. We've been playing a massive, massive amount of plays.
There you go.
Plays. Yeah, more than we were expecting. Hits. It's not even hits, it's plays.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah,
this was the longest wrap up ever.
You should probably note that the rest of our episodes are like 40 minutes long. Not.
Yeah, this is just a little taster. A special. It's a special.
It's a, fl- it's a
flick fest. Flick fest special.
Flick fest bad.
I don't like a really cool flick fest. I'm enjoying it, but really not that much.
Definitely going to need to rename it.
I think on that note.
Why are you pointing this out now?
I was trying to point it out at the beginning, but you were so pleased with the idea that I thought no one's going to know about it until you just started saying the sentence over and over and over again. Please, can it stop?
That's all I got.